Dav Ashua, Sunday morning, Parshas Korach. Now, I can't tell you for sure, but we're going on a lot of years here with hundreds of black, Baruch Hashem. I can't tell you for sure, but this is one of the hardest black that we've ever had. This is hard. When I say hard, it's because we have several different sugyas, and two of the sugyas, the last two sugyas, deal with Tumah and Taira. And that always makes everything hard. So, with Siyata D'Shemaya, we're going to try to get through this blot. We always need Siyata D'Shemaya, but here we need more Siyata D'Shemaya. We are starting today's daf, Maseches Megillah, on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah on the first wide line. Ein Ben Yontov L'Shabbos Aleichel Nefesh B'Vad. Now, everybody is familiar with this halacha. Shabbos and Yontov are both the same, except for Aleichel Nefesh. Rashi immediately points out, we're talking about what's mutla chachila. We're not talking about everything, because the einish for Shabbos is a chi of skila, if one is mechal Shabbos. The einish for yontiv is only a chi of lav, only. It's an issa deraisa, but it's only a lav. And now, while we're mentioning it, we should mention Shabbos is skila, yontiv is a lav, and in between that is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a chi of karis. And thus, we'll see later on in the Masechta, Shabbos has 7 aliyahs, Yom Kippur has 6 aliyahs, and Yom Tov has 5 aliyahs. Okay, but that's not the gear to what we're doing right now. But just as a little bit of information. Ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos l'Oichol Nefesh b'Vad, hol inyan machshirei Oichol Nefesh. What does machshirei Oichol Nefesh mean? Rashi says machshirei Oichol Nefesh is sharpening a knife. Sharpening a knife. That's called machshirei Oichol Nefesh. That's not cooking the food, but it's getting the food to be able to be prepared. Our mission is not Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Tanya we learned it in Brisa. Brisa is mentioned in many places in Shas. Ain ben yontov l'Shabbos aleichel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda says his matir. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Ain ben yontov l'Shabbos aleichel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda's matir af machshir eichel nefesh. He's machshir even machshir eichel nefesh. Not like the diak we just made from our Mishnah. Why my time in the Tanakhama? So why does the Tanakhama hold that it's awesome? Or makro who loy machshirav? It you can cook for, but you can't do it's machshirin. Who loy machshirav? Yehuda, who's Rabbi Yehuda? Yehuda amar lachem. Yehuda says, or makro lachem loy lachotzei lachem. L'chol tzor cheichem. Right. V'idach, nam yoksiv l'chem. Here we have a very famous Gemara also. L'chem v'loy d'ar g'chofem. On yontif, if you may cook for yourself, you may not cook for a goy. There's a big issue. When somebody wants to be megayer, but it's not been megayer yet, rachmana litzlan, if somebody has a relative who was attached to a non-Jew, or Rachman al-Islam, somebody has help in the house, who is a goy, you can't cook for them. You cannot put a tea bag into a kli rishon on yontif for a goy. You can put a tea bag into a kli rishon on yontif for a Jew, but not for a goy. Okay, lochem, you also may not cook for animals. V'idach, nam yoksiv, who? So we got two psukim now. One says you cannot use makshir, and one says you cannot use lachem v'lego chacham. Idach nam yoksiv, who? Ksiv who, ksiv lachem. Kad b'makshirin, shef shal asoysam erev yontif. Kad makshirin, shef shal asoysam erev yontif. So there are two levels of makshirin. One is a which you could do Erev Yontif if the knife has a blemish in it, you could have sharpened it Erev Yontif, Rashi says. Makshir Shev Shalas says Erev Yontif is if the blemish in the knife, the nick in the knife took place on Yontif itself. So they have no choice. Okay, so that's Yontif and Shabbos. There's no difference except for Eichel Nefesh Bavad. Rashi told us there is a difference in the Yontif. And then there's a shaila about Machshirim and Oiv Gechov.
According to sharpen the knife, even if the gun happened to have it.
According to the Tanna Kamma, holds you cannot do machshira echol nefesh. That's correct. Correct. Okay, now let's start the next Mishnah, which is a completely different sugya. We said last week when we ended, we started what is called in the Olam HaTorah the Mishnayos of the Ein Veins, and last week we started Ein Vein Adarishon, and then this takes us into the two blot in Megillah, which are known, or the blot in Megillah, which are known as being very difficult because of the Ein Veins bringing everything in on a. What should I say? They're brought in Derech Agav. Derech Agav. Okay, here we go. Did somebody just ask a question from the phone? Okay.
Dadai.
Okay, here we go. Ein Bein, Shabbos Yom Kippur, Shazos Adonai Adav, Vizes Adonai Bikoros. Meaning, Rashi says immediately, Bidei Adam, that we, as we said earlier, Shabbos is a Chi of Skila, which is a Misa of Bidei Adam. And Yom Kippur only has Chorus, which is Ben HaShemayim. Holin Tashlumim, Zev Zeh Shovin. Okay, now what is this Holin Tashlumim? There's a halacha. The halacha is called Kom Lei B'der Rav Minei, right? We're all familiar with this halacha, Kom Lei B'der Rav Minei. The person is Mechal Shabbos, is Chai of Chorus. Excuse me, Chayv Skila. Now, while he's being Mechal Shabbos, he also does an act which forces him to pay somebody money under normal circumstances on a Tuesday. On Shabbos, he doesn't have to pay money. The Torah says, Kom Lei B'Rav Minei. You don't have to get a monetary, so to speak, punishment besides getting a capital punishment. Zokdimor Holinia Tashlum and Sevez Hashav, Money Masisim, Rav Dechunya Ben Akonahi. He said, Yom Kippur and Shabbos are the same as far as Tashlumim is concerned. What does that mean? Shabbos, if one is Mishchai B'Nafshay, he's Potom in a Tashlumim. Av Yom Kippur and Mishchai B'Nafshay, Potom in a Tashlumim. This is the famous opinion of Rabbi Chunya ben Akona, who says that it's not limited to Mises B'Dei Adam. It's also a situation of Misa Bidei Shemayim by Chorus. Okay. Rashi. Just take a look at Rashi for a moment. Af Yom Kippurim Mishchai V'Nafshoi the Issa Chorus Kimisa's Bez. He equates that. B'Tum L'Shalom Im Hidlik Kedisha Shal Chaveiro B'Yom Kippurim. If someone lights a fire, and what does he do? He burns down the crop of someone on Yom Kippur. So, two things are happening simultaneously. He's a mazik, right? He's destroying the crop. And he's also, besides being a mazik, what else is he? He's Mechal Yom Kippur, Mechal Shabbos. So that's the shiloh. If he doesn't on Shabbos, the Kuli Alma, he's potter from paying money. He doesn't Yom Kippur, it's a shiloh. Zokti Gemara, Mechin Menekona, Hoyo, Issa, Shem Kippur, Gishabbos, Tashumim, Mashabbos, Chayim, Benafshar, Potter, Benashumim, Avim, Kippur, Mishra, Benafshar, Potter, Benashumim. Tanan Hossam. We learned in a Mishnah. This is in Makis. We have time at the end of Shir. I'll tell you a very significant tumult about this Mishnah. Kol Chai Bekrisa Shalaku. Michael, I'm going to ask you to turn it off, please. Thank you. Dan Hossam. Kol Chai Bekrisa Shalaku. All Chai Bekrisas. Shalaku. Niftaru Midei Krisosan. They become potter from their Krisas. They become potter from their Krisas. What does that mean? If a person does a Rachman al Tzan and Averif, which is the Chi of Chorus. The example, which we have time at the end of the year, we'll talk about, is a person, Rachman al Tzan, lives with a Nida. A Nida is the Chi of Chorus. If the person will get Malkis, the Malkis will wipe out the Chorus. A Chiddush Nifla and a Mishnah, that the Malkis, which is given Bidei Odom, Bez and Shomato, can wipe out the Chorus, which comes from Bez and Shomato. Kol Chai Bekrisi Shalako Nifturi Bidei Kirisos, and Nipata from the Krisos. Once he gets Malkis, everything is cleared away. No. They argue. We learned in the Mishnah. And if it's true that you can get Malkus, E-D-B, the other way. So we don't like this situation. We don't like to have two Mishnayos that are in an argument. Our rule is we want to be Mamayit in Machlokes. We don't like Machlokes. We want to be Mamayit in Machlokes. Yes, Dr. David. No?
No, is that, what
oh, Shaul, yes.
Could the rabbi explain what that Edibidim Adam is there?
Yes.
In terms of what?
I would love to explain it to you. I get great joy explaining it to you. Amar Rava, Amri Bei Rav, Tanina, Ein Ben Yom Kippur LeShabbos. There is no difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. And if what? And if you want to tell me that Malkus can pater Koris, that means Edi B'dei Adam, Yom Kippur and Shabbos are both punishable by man. One is Malkus, and one is Koris, and one is Skilah. He didn't tell me. Amar Rav Nachman, Homani Rabbi Yitzchaki. Who's Rabbi Yitzchak? One of three Tanoim in the beginning of the third parak in Malkus. The Yom Malkus b'chayv krisus leko. There is no Malkus b'chayv krisus. The Tanya Rabbi Yitzchak goyim at chayv krisus b'chalal hoyu. Chayv krisus b'chalal hoyu. V'loma yotzes koris b'chayv. So why then does the Torah say an extra time koris b'chayv? So l'doyne b'koris v'loy b'malkus. There is no koris. There is no Malkus when we're talking about a chiyuv koris. Stop. So therefore, that's what's going on here.
So it's not agreeable that unanimously that Malkus can't pater you from Koris?
Correct. Because Rabbi Yitzchak holds there is no Malkus. Malkus can't pater you from Koris because there's no Malkus.
This was the whole smicha issue.
Oh, we'll talk about that maybe, yeah. Okay, something more. So therefore it's Rabbi Yitzchak. But that means that our Mishnah is limited to being only the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak. So Gemara, no. Rashi Amar, no. Afilu Tamer Rabbonon, even if it's a Rabbonon. If it's a Rabbonon, that means you get Malkus. Ze Iker Zadoyne B'di Odom, Ze Iker Zadoyne B'di Koris. The Iker punishment of Yom Kippur is Malkus. Is a Koris. That's the Iker punishment. Derech Agav, it's possible to get Malkus. But by Shabbos, the Iker punishment is Skila. So that's why the Mishnah can still be maintained, and there's no Machloikus in the Mishnahis. One more Mishnah. Top of the Ches, and the Aleph, and Nachab Lach, and Shasra, and Beisai, Liyah, and Hora, we should go baita. A bracha to all of us, we should finish Shas together. Amen. Ein bein ha-moida ha-no mechavera, o la-moida mimenu, maichol, el-adrisas ha-regel, v'keilu, she-noi se-ben oichol nefesh. This is something that we really don't have much of a shaykhis to, Baruch Hashem. There was a time, I'm not saying people don't do it now. I was told, even in the farm, where there were the 100 Jewish families in the town of Millis, this happened. That a person could say to somebody else in a fit of anger, I don't want to have any I know from you. You're also to me. Anybody, now, there are two ways to say that. I don't want to have anything to do with food from you, or I don't want to have anything to do with you, b'chalal. One is a moida namechavero, l'moida mimenu maichel. The difference is drisus a regel b'kelim she'enoisem ha'enoichol nefesh. We'll see what this means. If somebody says, I can't, all your food is also to me. Can you walk into the guy's house? The answer is yes. If he says, you're also to me, then you can't even walk into the guy's house. Holin and kelim, she'enoisem ha'enoichol nefesh. What about kelim that you use for ha'enoichol nefesh? No, there's no difference. Because that's considered food. Drisas a regal. What do you mean drisas a regal? Effective marakasha. Holy kapayin shi. People are not makbid and drisas a regal. So therefore, even if I ask you with hano, drisas a regal should not apply. So Gemara, no. How money Rebbe Elazar? This is Rebbe Elazar. What do you say? You know, vitor also b'mayda hano. Vitor, even that which all people are generous about. Rashi says, right after before the next Mishnah, dova shem avatel l'chol odom in a makbid alav. So therefore, I would think by a mudah hano it should be okay. It's not okay. In Millis, Massachusetts, my mother once told me that, you know, there was just a lot of well-intentioned people, but avaratus was rampant. And a kid had a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid bought an ice cream truck to make some money. Had a goyish partner, without knowing anything about calling the chesher mishpachah or whatever. And the goyish partner drove the truck on Shabbos. Now the goyim and the yidden in this town, you know, they were friendly. So the Goyish guy drove his ice cream truck into the yard on Shabbos because he saw his Jewish friends. So the father got so enraged that a Goy, who was a friend of his son, drove a car into the yard on Shabbos. He said, "When I die, don't say Kaddish for me." I had this Shiloh once on my son. Can you believe it? Father once called me up. He got so angry at his son. He said, "I don't want my son to say Kaddish for me." It's a Shrek. It's the closest I ever got to Mudar Hanah. Person died the next day. Suddenly died the next day. Not my case, the case of the phone, the bus, the Rebbe came out, whatever, they got some tools. People get angry sometimes and they say things that are not a good idea. Okay, now we're learning the fourth Mishnah of the day. Unbelievable. The fourth Mishnah of the day. What is that? So this is our fourth sugi already, right? One sugi we had about Yontem and Shabbos, one sugi about Shabbos and Yom Kippur, one sugi about Moed HaNor. Now here, a nether and a dova, we all know the difference. A nether means you say, I'm going to bring, a person says, I'm going to bring a korban. The dova means I'm going to bring this animal as a korban. Nafkamino, ein bein adorm l'dova, so l'dorm chai b'achrisan, yechaya b'achrayas. It's a big word. Chishin Mishpat, frightening word, achrayas. You have achrayas. Achrayas. Un adovais, ein achay b'achrisan. And the dove, you're not chai b'achus, meaning you say this animal is my korban. The animal disappears, you don't have to bring another animal. You say, I'm going to bring an animal, and the animal that you wanted to take disappears, it makes no difference, you got to get another animal. That's a nether. Nether means you're chai b'achrayas. The dove, you're not. Holdin b'al ta'acher. But as far as a pledge, there's no difference. Holdin b'al ta'acher, zeb zeshav. It's not awesome. Ezu nether. This is the Gemara to burn onto the hard drive. Ezu nether oima hare alai oila. Ezu nedova oima hare zu oila. Why may nedova nedova is? Meso indig the boy of to. Died, stolen or lost. Chai bachu yusuf. Nedova is. Meso indig the boy of to. Oina chai bachu yusuf. Man, I'm neither. How do we know this? It's a ton of rabbana. But it's a loy. The chaper alov. Shimon oima esha alov. Chai bachu yusuf. Veshenu alov. My mashma, even the Amalai, he says an animal. He says I'm going to bring a korban upon me. He doesn't say which animal. Command the Torah kasvei dami. It's an idiomatic expression. It's as though he bears the weight on his shoulders. Okay, so now we have finished four mishnayos, as we just said. Sugya of Yom Tov and Shabbos, Sugya of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Sugya of Moed HaNor, and now the Sugya of the Dorm and the Dolos. Now we have two mishnayos left. Mishnah number 5, Mishnah number 6. I'm going to try Rabbi Sayyid to get through these two Mishnayos. These are sugyas that are challenging because we lack familiarity with these sugyas. Why do we lack familiarity with these sugyas? Because we never deal with them. We don't deal with them. Ein bein zov ha-royah shtei riyas, the royah sholish el korban. Okay, a zov. This is a parsha in the Torah. Says riyah. And mitzvah, but ikar says riyah. Parsha in the Torah. We don't know exactly what Zov means, but some type of flow by a man that came out of the Aver. Usually say it has something to do with gonorrhea. That's what they say. Okay, now, this man can see, can have, this has nothing to do with what is called in English a seminal flow of being Moitzi Zera. That's not the same. Although it comes out from the same area of the body, through the Mila, but it's not the same. Not the same. Now, Ein Bein Zav Reish Dei Riyas Reish Shalish El Korban. A person who is a Zav, a man, who sees a Riya, there's Gana Riya emission. So if he's called a Zav, if he sees it one time or two times, Ein Bein Zav Reish, that's the halacha we're not talking about in our mission. Excuse me. If he sees it one time, that's not what we're talking about in our mission. But Ein Bein Zav HaRoyah Shtei Riyas HaRoyah Shalish El HaKorban. A person who sees two Riyas is Tomei Tumei Zav. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. A person who sees three Riyas is Avada Tomei Tumei Zav. However, the difference is a person who sees three Riyas has to bring a Korban. The Tumma, I don't want to say it's so bad because this is really all these halachos here are chukim. But the Maestad halacha is that he has to bring a Korban. Holinyan Mishka V'Moshe V'Sfira Shiva. Zev is Eshav. This is Halacha. Tumas Mishka v'Moshe. That means if a person sits on top of 10 blankets and the person is a Zov, the bottom blanket will also become tummy. That's a chumrah of tumas mishkav u'moishav, lying and sitting. Number of blankets, the number of pillows, they'll all become tummy, even though he did not touch pillow.
That starts with how many re'ios?
Two. Olim mishkav u'moishav sfira shiva zevizesha. Menani mili. And what sfira shiva mean? That if the person wants to become tar, he needs to make sure he does not have a flow for 7 days. Analogous to the term that we use, Zayin the key, and by an Isha. Holy Mishka, Vaisha, Shira, Shiva, Zebedeh, Shah. Menani Mila, how do I know this? This Diyak, how do I know it? The Tanur Rabbanan. Rabbi Samoyah, said, Monah Kotov Shtayim, the Torah said two. The Koru Tomei. Pasuk says, Zayvay twice, and then the Pasuk says Tomei. Shalish, then another Pasuk that says Zayvay three times, one Pasuk, the Koru Tomei. Okay, son. What does it mean? Is it two or three? Shtayim Latumah, Vishalish the Korban. Two, he becomes tummy. Three, he has to bring a korban. Affecting Marakasha, the aimer shtayim l'tumah of a loyla korban. Maybe two means he becomes tummy and does not bring a korban. Sholish the korban loyla tumah. Three, there is a korban, but there's no tumah. So the Gemara says, one pasuk says zoiv twice and the word tummy. One pasuk says zoiv three times and the word tummy. So Gemara is trying to entertain what is going on here in these pesukim. Okay, son. Shtaybul tuma shalosh karmen. Maybe it's shtaybul tuma two become tummy. V'loy l'karmen. Sholosh l'karmen v'loy l'tuma. They're mutually exclusive. That's Gemara. It's impossible. The hamlamin is a pella. Omit actually rosh sholosh before you see three. Rosh shtayim you had to see two. How do you get rid of the tuma? V'yemo shtayim l'karmen v'loy l'tuma. Maybe two has karmen but not tuma. Sholosh af l'tuma. Sholosh has Sholosh has tuma and carbon. Lois of the diet of the Tanya. The keeper of the Hashem is a mixer of Mavian carbon, mixes of an Amavian carbon. Some of them do bring a carbon, some of them don't. Okay, Tzad. Okay, Tzad. Raw Sholosh, maybe Shtai, may not maybe. Or Yenu El Raw Base, maybe two you see, you got to bring a carbon. Sholosh ain't a maybe. Where it says, again, the same Havamina, it's a Pella. Same type of Havamina. Elorah Bays, maybe. You saw twice, bring a carbon. Sholosh, ain't a maybe. Omer, actually, Rosh, Sholosh, Rosh, Dayim. Can't be. But in order to get to three, you had to go through two. V'yitzrich, the Reb Samoy, V'yitzrich, Mizoy. Well, no, we need both interpretations of the Psukim. The Gemara is going to put them together now. What does this mean? Dimi, Reb Samoy, the first limud we had. Havi Amina Kikushin. I would have thought the Gemara is Kasha. Kamash Malon, Mizovo. Two. V'imi zova lo yadana kamarias, I don't know how many. Kamash under samoy. V'hash, and the yomit mizova lo jerusha. Now we have a jerusha. And the jerushas come together. Two is tamei, no carbon. Three is tamei and carbon. V'chit, v'gmama said, no, we have a problem. Hash, yomit mizova, it's a jerusha. V'chit, razov mizova, my darash tamei. There's another time it says mizova. And what do you do with that jerusha? Ha'omi boy lo getanyo. When does the dove become tahor? Not if he's a zov and a matzaira at the same time. A person has two additional tumas attached to his life temporarily. One is zivus and one is tzaras. What do you do? What do you mean, what do you do? Can you become tahor from one and still be tummy from the other one? So the Yomar will let me say for Benoga, Mizoivoy, Misafra, Limeid al Zov, Bal Shteirias. Shiton Sfira Shiva, a Zov who has seized twice, needs to have Zayin the Kiyam. Baloi Dinu. Is it not a Kalva Choymer he needs Zayin the Kiyam? In Metame Mishkav Moshev, if he has this very Chomer Dikatuma, that if he sits on one blanket, all 10 blankets become Tomei, Lo Yehetan Sfira Shiva, should he not need Sfira Shiva? Don't they go hand in hand? Turn over the page, please. Zok Yomara, Nochen Omer and Shah Staff Chesamid Bay. Shemeres Yom Kinegi Yom Tachiyah. Shemetami Mishkav Moisha Veinotuna Sviras Shiva. Viafato, Altatami Alzeh, Shemapisha Metami Mishkav Moisha Veyaton Sviras Shiva. Stop. Another fact. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. It's the Yomara here. A woman who's a Nida. Now, Locha is. We don't do this anymore either. It's a big sugyas in Maseches Nida. A woman sees dam, She's taught me Minatoris 7 days. It was a cycle of Minatoris. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. Once she becomes a Nida, any dam she sees Minatorah, a woman sees dam, and she becomes a Nida, any dam she sees for the next 7 days inclusive, as long as she makes one hefsik tahara before the 7th day, she got to make for that night. Finish. Got to make for that night. After that, there's a period of 11 days. During those 11 days, if she sees dam one day, she becomes a zova. 2 days, she becomes a zova. 3 days, she becomes a zova gedoyla, and she will need zayin nekiyim. 2 days, you don't need zayin nekiyim. 2 years, you don't need zayin nekiyim. 3 years, you do need zayin nekiyim. By a zov man, 2 years, you need zayin nekiyim. Why did the Torah do that? I have no idea. Okay? It's a little complicated here. Something we don't deal with bechlal, we never deal with it. There is one situation where we deal with it, but again, not the gear for right now. Zokti Gemara, so you see, it's possible, a Nida who has Tumas, Mishkav Moshev, but she doesn't have the dinner sign of the Kiyim. Lo Yeton Sir Yeshiva, Talmud Lo Yimam Mizoy Voi. I would, don't confuse the issues. A Zov, who sees only twice, has Zayin Nekiyim. Not like a Nida, who does not. She needs 3 times. Okay. So therefore the Gemara says, after Tam Alzeh, Shavu Pishim, Tam Mishkav Moshev, Lo Yeton, Sfiras Shiva, Tam Aloyma Mizoyvoy, Misofar. Mixa Zoyva Misofar, Limin Azov, Al Shtei Rios, Sheton, Sfiras Shiva, he must have Shiva. Omer Popol Abaye, Maishnai Mizoyvoy, Demar Bibay. Very interesting question. In the same parasha, the same word appears twice. One time, it's a riboy the marbi bezov bal shtei riyos. Or my shayim is over the mad bezov bal shtei riyos from a korbin. Zayin the kiyim, yes, after 2 riyos. Korbin, no, until 3 riyos. Or malay isoka dait the chayil mutehu the also lishtekrobine. We don't need a pasuk. We can learn from a Kal V'chomer if he has Mishkan V'moshe but definitely has Zayin Nekiyim. No. V'chitema Hashem Medina, Shemer Hashem Kineger Yom Tachiyach, as we just said. V'chitema Haimi Boile, Mizoivoy, V'loi, the Bach changes it slightly, V'loi Mizoivoy, Uminogoy, and came the Chitav Krov, V'chi Yitar Azov, V'lishtak Mizoivoy, Lomali. Limer Azov, Bal Shtei Re'iois, Shetot, Sirish Shiva. So let's just review this for a minute, Rabbi Sayin. So in case somebody asks you a question, Bez Hashem, your son, your grandson, your son-in-law, your whatever, maybe your daughter's learning the parsha, she wants it. A zov, man, flow, 2 riyas, 1 riyah, it's tomei, that's it, 2 riyas, tomei, requires zayin nekiyim, 3 riyas, tomei, zayin nekiyim, korb. That's a zov, male. Zova, Nida, between those 11 days, 1 riyah, 2 riyos, only has to become tor, does not need zayin nekiyim. 3 riyos, zayin nekiyim. No carbon, 3 riyos, zayin nekiyim. Fine. Excuse me. 3 riyos, zayin nekiyim. Stop. Now, this was the 5th Mishnah we had, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5th Mishnah was hard. It's dealing with Tumma and Taira. The 6th Mishnah is harder. Okay, it's dealing with Mitzvah. Mitzvah is complicated. What does Mitzvah mean? We know 2 things about Mitzvah. By Mitzvah, there's Muzgar and Mukhlot. Muzgar means you lock him up, you lock him up. We're not sure. Mukhlot means you lock him up and we are sure. Okay? Muzgar, you lock him up, we're not sure. He may need another week to see what's going to be the determination, whether he's going to become a mukhlat or not a mukhlat. Says the mission, Ein bein mitzayra muzgar, le mitzayra mukhlat, ela priya ufrima. Priya ufrima means, what, anybody want to tell me, priya ufrima? One is referring to clothing, one is referring to the hair on the head. Ein bein mitzayra muzgar, mitzayra mukhlat, ela priya ufrima. If a mitzvah becomes tor to the state of hezgu, he never hit the state of hechlet. Or hechlet, there's no difference. El taglachas v'tziporim. Taglachas means shaving the entire body. Tziporim is the korban of two birds. Taglachas is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Chai L'maisa, we don't deal with need at all. Taglachas is brought down, we don't do this anymore either. If someone, maybe Rabbi Garfinkel had some experiences in his incredible involvement in Kiruv, if someone baptized themselves, Rachmana Litzlan, they became a Meshumid, and they want to come back to Klai, so become a Baal Tshuva, there are sheetahs brought down that they have to shave off all the hair of their bodies, even nowadays. We don't do that. We don't do it. Okay. Why we don't do it, I'm not sure. Maybe somebody decided nobody will ever return to Klai Yeshua, but I don't know. It's a Minig Midrabbanan, it's not a Dinda Raisa.
Sounds like a good event to advertise.
Yeah. Zakhtay the Gemara only in Shiluach with Tumah. When it comes to Shiluach and Tumah.
That would mean shaving off and removing the pagus, right?
Yeah, that's another Shiloh.
Yeah.
Well, there's ways around that Shiloh. Holding Shiluach for Tumah, but as far as sending him out of the Machaneh, a Mitzora, Zev and Zev Shavin, they're both equal. But not immediately, how do we know they're both equal? The Tony Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok Kamei de Rav Huna, V'tiaru HaKoyen Mispachasi, V'chibes Begodim V'toyer, Tor Mipriya Ufrima. He does not have the halachas of Priya and Frima. Okay, that's the Mishnah. He may be Tzor Muskul Mishar 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 Priya Frima. Tor Mipriya Frima Namekor. Amalei Rav El Meata, what do you mean? Excuse me, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok. The way you are extrapolating from the Pesukim, we have a problem. El Meata Gabi Zob, the Chsiv V'chibes Begodim V'toyer. Hosa Mai V'toyer. You want to say V'toyer? Hosa Mai V'toyer Meikor. What does it mean? Because you just wanted to say right now, Tor, mi priya frima means mei kora, that to begin with there's no dinim of priya frima. What do you do with this other time with Tor by a zov? El Tor, hashto, milatamik licheres basit. Right now he has a new din that he's not going to have a tumis hesed if he touches a licheres. That's a tum of touching. Avagav the hodachazi, even if he will become of it, even if he will come back to his state again, loy metami lemafreya. So what's going on here? Well, how are we going to learn out what we have to learn out in the Menahani Mili that there's no Priya Frima by Muskur? So the Amara El Omar Rava Mehocha Vatzarua Asheboa Nega Misha Tzarosa Tuya Megufoy. Some Tzaras, we have to have the outcome based on what the body changes of colors and size is. If nothing happens to the body and the days are counted and everything's fine, he goes out. The one who's depending upon something happening to the body, he requires to be sent out of all the machanes. Which is not totally with the guf, only in the counting of the days, as we just mentioned, ain't toin shiluach. They're equal when it comes to being sent out of the machane or dinim of tumah. You may call you may. It says call you may. The rabbis mitzora muzgor lishiluach. That he in fact will be sent out. And the Bach says in the word also lishiluach. Excuse me, the Bach takes out the words. Yochi Taglach is part of my time alone. He takes out those words. He says, Amen to Abin Techezker. Okay, we'll read it with the way we have it in the Gemara. Amen, you may call you may the Rabbis Mitzvah and Muskel the Shiluach. Yochi Taglach is part of my time alone. Excuse me. If you want to tell me they're the same as far as Shiluach, why aren't they also the same as far as Taglachas? My time alone. Diktoni Amen to Abin Techezker, to Abin Techezker, and the Taglach is part of. The coin goes out to be chutz lamachen. Near pa nega atzaras. Near pa is a key word. Misha tzaraso itliya birefuais. Yotza zeh shein tzaraso itliya birefuais. Ela biyomim. That's the difference. Refuah means on the body, and the yomim means counting on the outside. So therefore, again, let's just walk away with this. A mitzera, who's a muskar, that means you lock them up, we don't know for sure. Mukhla means you lock them up, we don't for sure. The difference between them is priya and frima, the hair on the head, and tearing the clothing. Then it's not only the Torah b'tzar ches, the Torah b'tzar hechlet, el teklachas v'tziporah, which is the additional halach of shaving a tziporah. However, b'nogeya the issue of shiluach, sending the person out, there is no difference. And sending the person out is an incredible halacha by tzoras, which means the following: you mitzora spoke lashon hara. Lashon hara very often. It's such an incredible thing, lashon hara. It can be so divisive. Somebody says something about somebody. It's not true. I don't know even about the Mighty Shemar part. You can make a fight between people. Somebody's making a bar mitzvah, and some family member doesn't show up. And somebody says, "Oh, that family member, he never comes to symbols. You know, his wife is going through chemo." No. So be quiet. Don't say anything, right? It can make a gatzah tumble in the simcha. Quiet. What do you know what's going on? How do you know what's going on in somebody's life? Okay, that's number one. Number two, Shalom alluded to it. I just want to tell you very quickly. In Spain, Rahman al Islam, the Yidden were called the Anasim. We don't use the term Maranos. We try not to use the term Maranos. The Anasim were Yidden who lived as Yidden, hidden, and publicly they lived like going, right? They could not go to a mikveh. They could not go to a mikveh. Rahman al Islam. They stayed married to their wives, Jewish women, but they couldn't go to a mikveh. They got freed. What happens? They're all going to die. Chorus. They all live with their wives. At the same time, there was a Tumel and Klal Yisrael about making a smicha, reinstituting smicha, bringing smicha back. The Rambam has an opinion that if all the Rabbanim agree about a particular person, that person can receive smicha, and then he can give smicha. You can bring smicha back that way. Other people disagree. Rambam agrees. There was a Tumel. It happens to be historically the one person, there were two people actually, but the one person who got this smicha based on the Rambam was the Beis Yosef, the person who wrote the Shulchan Aruch.
Who does he receive from?
Received from his Rebbe. He's on his Rebbe, they give the Mari Kroa, they conferred on him smicha, and then he gave it to his Talmud, Beis Yosef. Okay, and then it stopped. One thing happened. When you have smicha, you can make a bezdin of 23. You know what happened to make a bezdin of 23? Give Malkus. So the Jews in Spain said, let's reinstitute Bezdin. And then we'll have the Mishnah Malkus that says, if you give somebody Malkus who's Chayiv Koris, for neither, he'll be Potter. We'll all get back our Olam Haba. That was the question. That was the question. Unbelievable shot. What a shot. What a shred. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we made it through. This was very, it was hard to prepare for today's block. I thank you all, Baruch Hashem, next week. Ein Bein, Kol Tov Rabbi Yisai, Hatzlacha Rabbah.